We're back. Welcome to a No Direction special, the Pathfinder News Reviews and Interviews podcast. I'm Jefferson J. Thacker, also known as Param, and I'm joined by three very special and awesome guests today. Paizo editor Shay Snow.
Hi.
No Direction cast member and renowned freelancer Jessica Redicop.
If that's how you want to introduce me, yeah.
And freelancing overlord and final boss, as well as independent publisher, Vanessa Hoskins.
That's me.
Roll initiative.
Oh, crap. So we are here. We are here to talk about maybe the biggest news in tabletop gaming lately, and definitely one that I was very gleeful to hear, and that is that the Paizo employees have decided to unionize. So for any of our listeners who might be unaware of what this means, what does it mean for a Paizo employee form a, and why is that a big, Jay, you're the expert on this one.
Expert might be pushing it a little bit, but yeah. So what it means basically is that at this point we no longer expect our leadership to make decisions on their own, and we would like a seat at the table to assist and to provide our voices in maintaining those decisions and moving Paizo forward. And it's kind of a big deal because we haven't seen any other tabletop places do this yet.
Right. The only one that jumps to mind is, I know Cards Against Humanity formed recently, but I know that, but I know it's like, I can't think of any other like RPG publishers that have done so. I'm very glad to hear it. I've been very much cheering and hoping for this for years. So when you all announced and I saw that little purple, I was so happy for you. And I was so like, you all definitely are doing the brave thing, because I know that this could not have been any decision.
Well, you know, I actually, this is probably fairly obvious to most people, I actually joined Paizo fairly recently, and, you know, upon joining, you know, there were already talks about it, we were moving forward, and people were moving forward, and I was just like, oh yeah, this makes perfect sense to, you know, kind of jump into this and form this union. I mean, I come from a very left-leaning liberal family, and when they were like, yeah, we're unionizing, I'm like, heck yeah. Steelworkers Union represent. I'm here.
Indeed. I am in Eastern Kentucky coal camps. There's a lot of respect for unions over here where we live for fairly obvious reasons.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to be in a union? Like, you're going to be able to bargain and have a seat at the decision-making table and negotiate contracts on behalf of the workers of Paizo with Paizo's leadership, right?
That's correct. You know, we've got a seat at the table. We're able to tell Paizo's leadership, hey, this is what we would like to see moving forward. This is how we would like to, you know, have working conditions change, improve. Here's what we would like to expect from you. Here's what we want to put forth to you. In addition, we're kind of able to be like, yeah, you know, what can we do? What can we not do? You know, it's all about give and take.
Right. And when you all announced this 2 weeks ago, less than 2 weeks ago, it was last Friday?
It's gone so quickly.
This has moved very fastly. Don't quote me on it.
Everything has moved very quickly.
Yeah. So this has moved very quickly. Like, we were like, okay, we can't do this next episode because we have arranged for Paizo guests to be on the show, and it would be very awkward for us to have them on and then go, and by the way, that union thing you all are negotiating, how about that going? That would have been a very awkward thing while trying to, you know, while we agreed to do like a interview about the book with Paizo themselves. So we're like, special episode. And Alex suggested that, so we're like, yes, special episode, we're doing special episode. And between us deciding to do the special episode and where we are today, a lot of news broke. First, y'all announced, hey, we have an intent to do a union. So that means that you had a little over 30 people sign on to do that very initial, hey, we intend to form a union, and began the process. And you worked with another group. Can you tell us a little bit about who you worked with and why you chose to work with them to form the union?
Yeah. yeah, we chose to work with the Communication Workers of America. It was kind of a back and forth. We considered a few other unions that we wanted to work in partnership with, but Communication Workers, CWA, they really represent kind of our best interests. They do work a lot in communications, obviously, and publishing was another one that they work with. So they kind of know our industry, and they know what we're looking at, and they know how best to support us. I was a fan because I was part of a sort of off the ground middle attempt to unionize a previous call center that I worked with, and we had worked with CWA down here in Texas. So
okay, so what does that partnership mean? Like, what does it mean that you're working with CWA to help get the?
So CWA provided us, had we needed it, which we don't because Paizo voluntarily recognized us. They would have provided us with legal counsel. They also they provide us with representatives, basically, if we're like, hey, you know, while we're also at the table here at Paizo, CWA sits alongside us.
Okay.
So they're able to tell us kind of like how contracts work and how negotiations work. They're basically there for backup.
And you all declared your intent to unionize. That was huge. Went out everywhere.
That was on the 14th of October.
Trending on Twitter.
Yes.
Number five.
That was intense.
Yeah.
Yes. I remember that as we see it on there. It's like, oh, we're on trending. Oh, now it's trending 9. And now it's 8, 7.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Then all of a sudden it capped at 5 and everyone's just bracing themselves. I think I still have fingernail marks in my desk.
And I know that talks about the union have been going on for a long time, but why was now the time, the big push, the big and the big go?
So I don't think it was just now that was the big push. I'm going to be very honest, like having, you know, interacted with the union and interacted with everybody else. Cause like I said, I'm very, very recent. I was hired at the beginning of October and that's when I moved forward into my position. And when I got into this program and I started talking with them, it seemed like this conversation had kind of been bubbling for a while. And it seemed like with kind of this huge support for Paizo workers coming, this was the best time to really kind of step up and be like, okay, let's move forward.
And this huge support we have to acknowledge is the Paizo accountability movement.
Yes.
When a lot of the activities and accusations on what working life inside Paizo was like for a lot of the Paizo employees gained a lot of attention and a lot of public for some form of accountability so that those conditions can change for the better. And I have to imagine that is what that this large swell of public support made this an ideal time to announce and go through.
Absolutely. It was really inspiring seeing the amount of people who are just like, we want you to be accountable and we want Paizo to move forward and be better.
A strike while the carpets are clean sort of thing.
Pretty much. there was a lot of when Paizo accountability first started out, you know, I was kind of like, I'm nervous that this might turn into like a little bit of a let's shut this down or let's not do this anymore. But everybody, and it really kind of bolsters me, you know, I've been freelancing with Paizo for a while before working with them. It really bolstered me that this community really does support this company. They support all those of us who work within Paizo, and that they really wanted to see things getting better. They didn't want to be like, oh, well, forget that. They wanted to see Paizo be great.
Yeah, and it is worth noting. Oh, sorry, V, go ahead.
I was going to say, that's one of the interesting things about Paizo and about probably a lot of different TTRPG companies, with maybe the exception of WotC, is that the community really is the ones that are like supporting the freelancers, supporting the creative teams, supporting the developers, the editors, all the folks working on it, the art team. And then, and really the most of the community support comes from those sort of grassroots effort, even if it's not a grassroots company, and therefore kind of shifts the, I don't want to say like the community dynamic around what they're going to do. I didn't hear people necessarily, or at least not an overwhelming majority of them, saying, oh, but what about my book? I want to get my book next month. Like, most people were like, you know what? We don't care. We just want to make sure the people that are making the game we love are working in good conditions. And that's fantastic.
Now, I, you know, full disclosure, like, as somebody who's had to moderate a lot of the public spaces, I also moderate a few of the bigger public spaces that Paizo is discussed, the Pathfinder RPG Facebook, the Starfinder RPG Facebook, those. There were a few people that definitely did have those sorts of attitudes, but they were definitely vast and very quickly shouted down. I think I actually had to moderate more people shouting them down than I had to moderate, like unwarranted attacks towards Paizo staff from some of the top five, which was definitely an interesting situation as a moderator. It's like, I agree with your opinion, but you can't be that mean. Stop it. This can't be that. Like, this is a public space.
Right. We have such passionate players. Like, I know that that's sort of like, oh, you're kind of hedging your words, but it's true. Like mm-hmm. I've never seen a community, I've been a part of several communities before, but I've never seen a community that's so passionate and so dedicated to their game before. It's really, it's kind of touching.
Yeah. Because Paizo maintains like the Paizo.com forums, that's a big reason as to why there is a Paizo community at all. Like, Paizo isn't just a company that's putting out books. There's also the forum. There's also the convention. Like, it is a group of people who, sure, play, all enjoy this game and play this game and buy the books for this game, but it's also people who know each other from the conventions, from the forums, so on and so forth. And that's a part of what made it so galvanizing, like, this particular issue, because the thing that kicked it all off was customer service staff who were also forum moderators no longer being with the company. And like, the immense power that you must possess to be a beloved forum moderator where people riot when you're no longer moderating them. Like, I am in awe of like just how powerful that is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have often bragged about Paizo's customer service. They are incredibly good at their job, know how to handle out. So I can understand. And that is not a sentiment I share with very many other companies' customer service departments. Usually customer service is followed by expletives that would be bleeped on this all ages podcast. Now, one of the things that we didn't notice during accountability, nor when the news was making ends, was there wasn't a major call for boycott. In fact, the Paizo employees and most of the people involved were very much saying they did not want you go into that.
Yeah, well, so like, the point of a boycott really stands with, oh, well, you know, we're wanting to force a radical sudden change. And the point is what we wanted was for Paizo to recognize our union, and, you know, which they did. Building a boycott would, I personally feel, now this is me, I personally feel like it would have created a very like us versus them kind of mindset. And we really wanted to stay away from this. That's a big thing, because I've kind of seen it lurking around in some places in the community where it's like, oh, now it's the union versus leadership. Absolutely not at all. The whole point of this is to be a partnership. And we really wanted it to be like, listen, we're playing your game. Let's go. We want to be at the table. We want to be with you.
Well, and that sparks for me a memory that I had talking with other freelancers. And Jess, if you could sort of describe what was happening a bit behind the scenes when the union was announced that it had formed and folks were talking about it from the union. One of the things that I believe it was Jason Tondro had talked about was, hey, we have solidarity with the freelancers who are doing a concerted action. Can you talk a bit more about how that formed and that sort of, we don't want a strike or a boycott. We just, you know, we don't want a boycott. We just want to show support and make sure that the folks that we like have.
Yeah. As freelancers, like, we don't work for Paizo, but we work so closely with people at Paizo. And there are so many Paizo employees who are former freelancers. So there are really strong bonds between the freelancer community and the staff of Paizo. So that even before these recent events, right before Gen Con started taking place, and even before this new information started coming out, a lot of us kind of already knew that things at Paizo maybe weren't the best, and the working conditions maybe weren't the best. And when the information right before Gen Con started coming to light, and it became apparent just how much we were basically being shielded from by the people that we work with, right? Like that their workplace is so horrible, the conditions and the crunch that they operate under were so draining. But they, like, all of that stopped with them, and they made sure that we just had a wonderful experience working with them. And anything that kind of went wrong, they made sure that it didn't keep rolling down the hill down to us. Like, they completely protected us from all of that. And so that was a part of why we took action at all. Like, when it first started, we read like the allegations and the customer service people who quit or were let go. And some of us started wondering, like, in light of these other things that we know, is it ethical to keep working for Paizo? Is this okay? Are we working for a bad company? Are we enabling the mistreatment of staff who we care about? And just kind of through conversation with each other and figuring out, like, how do you feel? And kind of coordinating, like, just, we kind of just sat down and talked about our feelings for a couple of days. And as a result of that, it just naturally, like, we all came to the same conclusion that this wasn't okay with us. We weren't going to do business with Paizo if they were treating employees this way. None of it was okay. And whatever power we were able to exert to stop this, we were going to do.
Yeah,
and
I remember those. I was going to say, I remember those early days when everyone started to come together. It very much felt like group therapy, where we were just sharing different stories. And here's the thing, like, we were sharing different stories about our own experiences or things we had heard, because the problem is a lot of what was happening was just a whisper network of, like, oh, I talked to so-and-so and they said this event happened. And so it's like, well, maybe, I don't know, that's not really corroborated. Eh. And you hear lots of rumors. And then at some point you go, okay, how many of these things are true? And I remember in my own experience, there was a couple jobs at Paizo that I had applied for. And when I was like, hey, I applied for that position, people I knew there are like, don't worry. The work you to the bone, don't do it. And I'm like, yeah, but it's work that I like. It'll be fine. And I'm like, just don't, you don't want to, I can't say, but you just, And I was always a little nervous about, like, well, what does it mean? How nervous should I be about this? But it, until you see, I don't know, just so many people with so many stories and corroborating those stories and all this coming out, it's kind of hard to believe sometimes. You're like, but I like this company and the people I work with are awesome. And you're like, yeah, but bad stuff happens. Oh, I can completely understand how this sort of emerged as this spontaneous grassroots effort from really two different angles.
Yeah.
Now, on the freelancers concerted action, which is where you all agreed not to work for Paizo, not turn in assignments, not to
some of us assignments. Different freelancers are in different positions, like, financially. Like, some of us freelance full time, others freelance as like a side gig that we do on top of a full time job. So some people are in a financial position where we can say, I'm not taking any more work, and furthermore, I'm withholding the contracts that I currently have. Other people are not necessarily in that position. They're more able to say, I'm not going to take on any new work, but this current work that I have, I need to get it in because I need to get paid, right? And so different people were able to take different levels of action as suited their own abilities and their own personal situations. But regardless of how much any one person was able to contribute to the effort, we all stand together.
And this happened before the announcement of this, right?
Yes. We sent in our statements that we were not taking on any more work or whatever we were comfortable stating. We sent all that in on, I think, the Thursday before Gen Con.
And at what point did you all decide? I know that you all had an initial list of what you wanted to see to lift the concerted action. What was that initial list, if you're comfortable sharing? And why did you all choose to change that to recognizing?
I don't want to go into too much details about what the original list was, but ultimately the purpose of the original list was, as freelancers, as people from outside of the company, what can we actually even reasonably ask for, and what is actionable, and what is going to minimize the amount of time that it takes to meet whatever our demands are? Because we're not unaware that us withdrawing our labor is a huge issue with the production schedule. Like, we're aware of that, and we're aware that it's leveraged, but we also don't want to put Paizo in a situation where meeting our demands just destroys the company. Like, that's no good for anyone. It's not what anyone wants. So we kept our list of what we wanted to things that were actionable within a reasonable time frame, and things that we felt were reasonable demands to come from us. But a lot of us in the early freelancer conversations about this, we kind of kept coming back to like, oh, but I wish we could just tell them that we want them to unionize, right? Like, a lot of the freelancers were very pro-union, and like, we're trying to come up with like, how can we improve things at Paizo, considering that as freelancers, we can't tell them like, enforce your employees to unionize, right?
And go
like,
unionize.
That's not a demand that we can make. That's not a realistic thing for us to ask for. And so we were trying to figure out like, okay, so short of demanding that they force all of their employees to unionize, what can we do that would make a difference for them? And so we focused on things like they had no one working in HR, which is like unacceptable and I'm pretty sure illegal. So like, please fix that or we're not going to work with you anymore. This is not okay. And we wanted them to extend work from home so that no one was being asked to come back into the office during the pandemic. And we wanted them to start figuring out the full-on remote work for as many staff as possible. Mm-hmm. Because there are some people who work at Paizo who do already work remotely. There's a handful of remote staff, but that opportunity isn't afforded to everyone. Some staff are told like, okay, you can work remotely, you don't have to move. And then other staff are told like, oh, no, if you want this job, you're moving to Washington. And it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted remote work as an option for everyone who is able to do their job remotely. So any non-warehouse staff. That's kind of the focus of what our demands were. There was some misinformation about a request that we made that they hire a diversity consultant. And what we wanted was for them to have someone in the editorial department whose job it was to coordinate with sensitivity readers and whose job it was to check over like the outlines of new products to catch things like edge watch before they become as big a problem as they were. Because there are people on staff already doing all of that stuff to the best of their ability, mm-hmm. but it's just exploiting the people who care the most about those issues and having them do it on top of their actual jobs without compensating them for that additional labor. And the result is it's just that the people who actually care about that stuff get burned out and quit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's enough work that it needs to actually be someone's job to do it. Someone needs to actually be given the time needed to do those things.
Make a focused effort on focusing on. That's the thing you're doing.
Yeah. So that it's not exploiting minority staff who care more about these issues. And also so that like a developer on a book isn't like, okay, I have to do my full job of all of my developer stuff. And then on top of that, I also have to coordinate with all the sensitivity readers. Like it truly is like an entire job. And so we wanted them to just like make this someone's job and hire someone to do it, because it's not like, it's just harming everyone not having it be someone's job, right? But that request kind of got like spun out and misrepresented as like we want somebody else in the HR department and this and that, and you know,
we just wanted there to be an HR department.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
When the announcement came that they had the intent to unionize, you all decided, you all, the concerted effort freelancers said they would go back to work immediately if the union was voluntarily recognized, which it ultimately was.
Yes. Yeah. With the union recognized, we trust the union to advocate for the employees on the employees' behalf. They don't need us trying to guess at what would help them the best. With the union recognized, they can make their own demands and they have their own voice and their own seat at the table. And that's better than any of the requests that we could have made, because we were just speculating on what we thought would help them the best. But with the union recognized, they can make their own requests and they can advocate for themselves for the concerns that they actually have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shay, how did you all feel that you had such solidarity and support from an organized group of freelancers?
We were all very, very touched. I can say personally myself, because I was kind of in this very weird transition stage from being a freelancer to being a Paizo employee. I actually made like a Twitter post about it where I was extremely emotional. A number of different freelancers like reached out to me personally and was like, hey, you know, are you doing okay? Is everything good? I'm trying to put all my words together and like not get emotional and everything.
Good luck.
Try. Just do it. Just start crying.
No, I spent way too much time putting my makeup on today. You can't tell, but I did. The freelancer support means everything to us. It meant the world. And, you know, I can only speak for myself on how fully it meant for me, but it was above and beyond anything that I could ever have expected. And there is, it ties back to the community thing, but there is such a relationship between freelancers and employees at Paizo. And mm-hmm. I think it's because we all just kind of work elbow to elbow together. And it's a lot.
Like you were saying before, a lot of Paizo staff members come out of the freelancer pool. You freelanced before you were on staff. And I think a lot of them have, where they've written various things and or, you know, done freelance editing or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, now they're on staff.
Yeah.
So there is a very technique.
Yeah. If all of this had happened a month sooner, Shay would have been among the freelancers, not among the staff. Like, that's how thin that line is.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that our listeners probably do know because of how much we talk about it, but I'm not sure that a lot of Paizo fans understand like how important freelance the freelance effort is to the product. The odds are most of the words you read in a book, it was written by a freelancer, mm-hmm. and yes, edited and developed and compiled and illustrated and made into an awesome work by Paizo staff, but those raw words, those raw ideas that give the world its flavor come from a real talented pool of freelancers, some of the best in the entire industry.
If you look in a Paizo book, you're going to notice certain parts of the book, like development, design, editing. Those are all done in-house by staff who have job titles like editor or developer or designer. But no one on staff has the job title of writer. That's not a thing that is done in-house, like full stop. All of the, creating a new class is design work. So writing... a whole new class created from the ground up, like the gunslinger. That's done in-house by the design team. But unless it's an entirely new subsystem or an entirely new class, it's assigned as writing to a freelancer. And even if a staff member wrote it, they wrote it as a freelancer. They wrote it at home. They wrote it on their own time. They wrote it outside of the office, not as a Paizo employee.
And that's a big reason that many of the employees are freelancers, because who are you going to want to help develop mm-hmm. these books and become like the coordinator for these books? Definitely top of my list are the creative people who helped write them to begin with.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Shay.
And I just want to add on to what Jess was saying. Something that not a lot of people know about me, but I'm extremely new to tabletopping. I only started playing tabletop games when 2E dropped. I believe it was like 2 weeks before the official drop of the news of Pathfinder 2nd Edition. I had a friend who invited me over, and that was the start. That was the go. So whenever I came into this, I was like, wow, they're producing a lot of books. And then like I looked at other tabletop companies, and I'm like, wow, Paizo's producing a lot of books. They must have so many writers on staff. Yeah, and then you're looking in the back of the book, you're like, there's nobody here is just a writer. Mm-hmm. It's just this huge dynamic pool of talented, fantastic, funny, collected individuals who are great at what they do, who are put in the effort to make everything they write, everything they draw, because sometimes, you know, we freelance out to artists, everything they edit, because we do get contracted editors. Mm-hmm. Just as good as possible. They're so devoted to producing something amazing.
And like, not to diminish any of that at all, just to put it into context about how much Paizo writes, the staff over at No Direction, whose job it is to read and review and help, you know, give the opinion, it is a considerable amount of work just all the stuff you all put out.
It's so much. When I got into it, I was like, oh yeah, just like give me the name of the lore book to my GM. And I was like, just give me the name of the lore book and I'll go buy it and, you know, read it. And it's not a big deal. And he's like, shout out to Chris.
This bookshelf is the lore bookshelf.
Yes.
And this one is the rules bookshelf.
And here's the mechanics and here's the supplements. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, that's a lot.
Well, and so it's like so much. You can imagine a construction company that's building a house, right? They can't also go chop the lumber and make planks and do all that stuff. They have to farm that out. So the architect or whoever's in charge of the project, like the developer, is going to go and say, I need so much raw goods. I need a bunch of planks. I need a bunch of copper pipes for the plumbing. I need drywall. I need paint. I need all this stuff, and orders it from the freelancers who create all this stuff and say, here you go. And it's almost a house. It's like it needs to be put together. And so then the developers and the editors and all that like construct the house from all this raw goods. And so like I said on Twitter at one point, we're not the means of production, we're the supply, you know? And we have, we started the concerted effort because we had our hands on the supply of production, the raw goods, as Dustin in chat says, and we felt like we could do something about it. And so even though like we were, you know, making strides and things were moving along, when the unions went as announced, yeah, we just said, okay, good. We have all these things that we want for these employees. Great. Union is the best way. Just do that. Mm-hmm. You can get it yourself.
Now, but I do want to go real quick and mention that all episodes of No Direction, including the special episode, are filmed live in front of a Twitch audience. If you have any questions you have for us or the guests, go ahead and get those into chat. Please, if you had a question you asked earlier, please go ahead and re-ask it. Wanted to get the groundwork of what was going on because of the weight and seriousness of this news topic before I started bringing in user questions into things. So apologies, chat. But if you have any questions for our illustrious guests, please go ahead and start getting those in, and we'll be gathering those up and asking them throughout the show.
I've got one. I was not told that people would be watching this.
Yes, they are.
Oh yeah, it's a nice audience right now, actually, and they are very chatty, very very chatty.
They're pretty chatty.
So good news hit. Like Paizo decided to voluntarily recognize the Shay, can you go into what that means and why that was a very good thing?
So voluntary recognition basically means that when we gave Paizo our intent to unionize, that Paizo went, absolutely, we have recognized that you are legitimately a union. And you know, we went, okay, fantastic. We will now move on into our negotiation phase. Had Paizo not voluntarily recognized us, what would have happened is we would have filed to vote with the National Labor Relations Board. And at that point, it would have gone forth and we all would have voted whether or not we did or did not want to unionize. You know, obviously our leadership team saw the amount of people, you know, that we had put together, and they were like, no, let's just go ahead and move forward with recognizing this.
Right. This could have gone much worse. We've seen in recently with various efforts to unionize in different gaming sections, reports of what's called union busting activity, mm-hmm. where they go through very efforts, some of which are of questionable efforts, to very much discourage people from unionizing. Mm-hmm. Paizo elected not to do that, not to even force the vote, but to voluntarily recognize, which means you're going straight into negotiation. What does negotiation
mean? Negotiation means that basically we're all a select few of us, not all of us, all together at the same time. You know, we're going to all sit down at the table and we're going to go, this is what we want moving forward. What can we do? What, you know, what are you able to do? Just because, you know, there are some questions about things that, you know, we just don't know the answers to. And, you know, that leadership has had access to and we haven't. And moving forward, we can be like, okay, great. Then, you know, let's work with this. Let's hire this kind of person, you know, like the diversity consultant that Jess was mentioning. Let's move forward with, you know, getting, you know, representation this specific way. Let's move forward with changing this policy and such like that. Negotiation also means that at this point we're settling out what our contract is, because Paizo is no longer at will employment. Which, for those who don't know, at-will employment usually means that you can, you know, be fired for any reason. And at this point, for no reason. And at this point, they, you know, have to go through our union first.
So who is going to be doing those negotiations? Are you going to elect a union representative or something, or how's that?
We'll most likely elect a couple of representatives to go and move forward with that. All the words fell out of my head at once. I'm so sorry. I have ADHD, so...
No, it's okay.
We'll most likely elect a small handful of individuals to basically go and work with the leadership team. Obviously, we're not going to cram everybody into the same room in the office. I'd have to fly up. That'd be the uncomfortable part. I'm down here in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll, you know, we'll, as the union ourselves, we'll be like, this is all the things we want. And our representatives will then sit down with the leadership team and they'll, you know, hash it out for us.
I do have a question from the audience. Raising Rune Lords wants to know, how big have the ripples caused by the Paizo Union been in the larger tabletop RPG community pond? So just being part of it, have you noticed or heard anything from the larger industry? Or Para might even be the best to answer this.
I think it might be too soon to say.
I'd probably agree with that.
I've seen if you know my name, you know I do a lot of stuff with Coyote and Crow as well. Mm-hmm. And they've definitely been like, oh, that's really, you know, that's interesting. And, you know, they dropped their support. I've seen a lot of companies, a lot of smaller kind of publishers been like, oh, yeah, we support that. Fantastic, Paizo. Mostly like independent, like single people. But, you know, as for how the ripples will go, I mean,
who knows? I've seen like some chatter from mostly from fan bases, not from employees, not from, you know, managers of other companies, mostly just from fans of other products and other publishers saying, hey, when's such and such going to unionize? This is really great. You should do the same at so and so publisher company. And I've mostly seen those sorts of ripples. So no big actionable news items yet. But there's definitely been whispers. There's definitely been ripples.
Now, we have seen a lot of the detractors that have spoken out against the union are talking about unreasonable demands. This is the end of Paizo. You all are going to make horrible decisions and shut down Paizo. Can you address why that's probably not what you want at all?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, if we go to Paizo and we're like, we want you to pay each of us a bajillion dollars, Paizo's not going to be able to pay each of us a bajillion dollars and we'll shut down the company. And we literally just went through this whole thing to make sure that we can continue to work for this company. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not a single one of us wants Paizo to shut down. So all of our demands, the demands that everybody's seen are fairly reasonable. You know, we want what we want. And it's pretty straightforward. There's nothing unreasonable in you know, what we've been discussing that we want to negotiate with. The assumption that the union is going to come in and make all these decisions, absolutely none of this is, you can't make the decisions anymore, we do it now. It's all just about, we want to make those decisions with you.
So you mentioned this is about negotiations. This is about back and forth. This isn't like
this is a conversation. This isn't a monologue.
So where does it go from here? Paizo's voluntarily recognized it. So at what phase in things are you currently sitting?
Right now we are working on collecting what we want for collecting basically the we're working collecting on what we want to take to table with. This is what we're wanting to negotiate for. There have been a few things that we want to discuss changes about. There are a few things that we're like, you know, is this important? Can we backburner this? Is this something or not? Sorry, again, it's late. My head is empty. Sure.
Yeah, so these are more conversations about working conditions, what you can and can't do, being paid enough to actually live in Redmond, Washington, where a lot of folks have to work. And things of that nature, and not necessarily when's the new Varisia book coming out? Are you ever going to talk about Callistocrats again? Can we please all just go to Arcadia? Hopefully the answer is yes. Those aren't the sort of decisions. It's literally just working conditions type decisions. Is that right?
My negotiation is the next 12 books need to be about Arcadia. That is my negotiation.
If you want to go to Arcadia, you can go to Arcadia right here on the Go Direction Network.
I did not see that coming nor set that up on purpose. I used my sarcastic voice, but I was actually being serious.
We all love Valiant. We all love that podcast so much.
We all love, go listen to Valiant. You, Twitch, go listen.
But in all seriousness, the negotiations and the decisions you're making together with Paizo management are more about the running of the company and working conditions and what it's like to be an employee of a company more so than what it's like to produce a book and get it out the door. Would that be accurate?
Correct. This has everything to do with, we want Paizo to work for us as employees. We want it to work for everybody. We want this company to be successful and move forward. The anti-union detractors seem to think that we want to ruin the company, which seems silly. The company signs my paycheck.
Mm-hmm. It's not like if you take down the company, you get to eat it and take its powers. It's
right. Like, the company is not the final boss, in which case I then become the boss.
No, I'm the final boss. We talked about that in the intro.
You are the final boss. By the way, I would like a rematch. I know you beat my butt last time, but I would like a rematch.
All right, you got it. So yeah, so I think we're all in agreement that what the freelancers want is a better game and a better company for the people making the game. And what the Paizo employees want in their union is to be able to have better working conditions so they can focus more on the part that's cool about their job, which is making a really cool game.
Right.
Right.
And, like, you know, some disclosure, there's nobody on this podcast right now that hasn't accepted the check from Paizo. So we obviously have some vested interest in how things go here. But as somebody who is primarily just a fan of Paizo and the work you all do, definitely hearing about the Paizo accountability issues, and not many of those were really a surprise to hear about when they came out, honestly. As somebody whose job it is to cover the news of Paizo, of course I've heard a lot of more, though without substantiation than necessary for us to use articles about them. But it definitely helps to feel more comfortable continuing to support and cheerlead for this, now that I know that the employees who help make this book, these books that are so, and these stories that I love so much, are going to be able to have a say in their working conditions and help make some of those decisions, and maybe hopefully won't have to hear some of these stories, or literally hear somebody's breakdown and cry at engines like fortunately happened in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the freelancers.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, you first.
Yeah, the freelancers. Like, all we want is to know that when we accept work from Paizo, we're working with someone who has a good job that treats them fairly. They treat us with respect, and we want to know that they're being treated with respect. That's all. We love working with Paizo, but we're not going to be a cog in a machine that causes people to be disrespected and mistreated at their job. We're not going to enable that. We're not going to stand by and watch that happen.
Something I mentioned on a show recently, we talked about this, is I'm a humongous fan of chocolate, and this trust me, this matters. And my favorite chocolate milk is Nesquik. Unfortunately, Nesquik, the company, has done many things that I cannot support, and so no matter how much I love chocolate milk, it isn't worth knowing that I'm contributing to the suffering. So now I drink Hershey, and I know it's not. There's some trouble there, but. It's hard to be enthusiastic fans of someone when you know that there's harm buzzed, and I know that people at Paizo have made efforts to try to improve, and we heard about, hopefully now with those sorts of things will continue to improve, and will definitely, at least we know that Paizo employees that will not, it's the protection of a union is important, whereas speaking out against bad things in some companies, and I'm definitely not saying, I have no knowledge officially that I can say about Paizo about this, but in some companies you could be afraid to speak out about bad working conditions or about decisions that are being made by management. And a union at least gives you the ability to say those things to the workers without fear of immediate reprisal being terminated for even questioning the decisions, much less acting about it.
Right.
Yeah, in pretty much every circumstance across all of life, no one knows what they need to be helped as much as that person. And no matter how good your intentions are, you never know what someone needs better than they do. And, like, I want to assume good faith on the part of everyone at Paizo. I want to believe that everyone at Paizo is just doing their best and trying to run the company in the best way possible for everyone. But without the union to give all of the workers there a voice to be able to say, no, actually, this is what we need, it's just people making decisions for them.
And the fear of reprisal if they try and, mm-hmm. and have a voice about it and say, wait, mm-hmm. I really need this. We really need to continue working at home for the safety of ourselves because the pandemic mm-hmm. is still going. And we have shown that we can still do our jobs from home. So we'd like to do that until the pandemic's over, please. And be able to do that without fear of losing your job for it.
So, Shay, any last comments about some of these things? Anything that we haven't discussed that you think we really need discussing?
No. I'm just glad that we're talking about it. I'm glad that we've been voluntarily recognized. And I'm really glad that this is a personal thing. I'm really glad that this is now a conversation about unionizing that people are having at large. Unionize your workplace. Unionize where you work. You'll be better for it. There is nothing better than a concentrated employee effort.
So if any of our listeners want to learn more about United Paizo Workers or show their support in any way, what's the best way for them to learn more and do and have one of those cool t-shirts?
You can always buy one of our t-shirts. We have a Twitter. You just asked me that question and I went, yes, I have this information. I don't have this information. We have a Twitter that you can follow us on. I believe it is United Paizo Workers. It might just be Paizo Workers. From that Twitter, we also have...
It is at Paizo Workers. I will link
at it Paizo in chat. Workers. From there, our website is linked onto there, which contains an FAQ about a lot of the stuff we're doing. It also contains a lot of our action statements and our initial, this is what we want and this is where we're going.
All right. Thank you all so much for joining us. Before we go, do you all, last chance, do you want to shout out to any special projects or anything you think needs more attention that may or may not have anything to do with the union? Let's start with Shay. Is there anything you want to shout out?
Buy Paizo Books. Support Coyote and Crow.
Awesome. And where can people follow you and your work?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at Spells and Sugar. From there is my card. It's shayj.card.com. You can usually find me there talking about tabletop. You can find me there talking about video games. You can find me there talking about indigenous issues. I am Native American. I am Caddo and Swampy Cree. I live on unceded Caddo and Wichita land.
And Jessica, anything to shout out to?
Well, it just so happens that today the Paizo.com product page for my upcoming Adventure Path volume, Drift Crashers 1, A Perfect Storm, has gone live.
That is very exciting.
Yes. So there will soon be a Starfinder Adventure Path by yours truly available for purchase from Paizo. You can also find me on the No Direction Network playing on the Valiant podcast, where I play Ziadani. She is an Azimar druid in Arcadia.
And Vanessa.
Oh, really? I'm still looking for Jess's stuff. You know what? One thing we didn't talk about on here, which is fine, we don't have to get into it, is Paizo Infinite, where folks that want write stuff. Yeah, no, this is the other big thing. Folks that want to write things using Galarian, using the Pact Worlds, using intellectual property owned by Paizo, usually couldn't do that. And as a freelancer, I would want to be like, hey, can I write this thing? And they would be like, no, because you pitched it. Go away. And we don't want to publish it anyway. So I've decided to take it upon myself to pretend I'm a fiction writer. And I'm writing a short story series called Vellum and Lace. It is in the Infinite Masters section, and it follows two sisters as they deal with hijinks and mayhem in the city of Absalom, paying rent and dealing with bad people and you know, college
and
assignments.
And romance.
Such romance.
I have promised romance, and now I have to write it. So we'll just see what happens.
All right, everyone. And thank you all for joining us. If you wish to support No Direction and our continued efforts, we would appreciate it. You can do so over patreon.com/NoDirection. You can find more of this fantastic content, the Valiant podcast, everything Vanessa's doing, and any, many more awesome blogs and podcasts about Pathfinder, Starfinder, and other geekery over at NoDirectionPodcast.com. We also find links to our Discord server, which is home to Chillisk in the Paizoverse. Also, remember to support Paizo right now. Definitely buy Jessica's book, buy cool stuff off Infinite, and buy Union. Until next time, if you want to find the path you need.